coming up.
This is a murderer. This is a ruthless, savage execution. And somebody like this needs to be removed from the streets and removed from the streets very quickly.
For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson. You're listening to The Daily Crime. Just last week in Texas, police announced they were searching for a man charged with killing a Harris County deputy constable during a traffic stop.
I can tell you right now, we have video evidence of him shooting our constable. And I want everybody to get into the fight of finding him.
He is a bold and incredibly dangerous fugitive. He is on the run. We've cast a net far and wide, and law enforcement resources and partners have been notified not just across Texas, but across the United States. Everyone is prepared to look for Oscar Rosales. Accountability is inevitable.
It did not take long for police to catch up with Oscar Rosales and take him into custody.
The man wanted in connection with the deadly ambush of a Harris County Precinct 5 constable caught and cuffed. Oscar Rosales is no longer on the run since allegedly shooting and killing Corporal Charles Galloway during a traffic stop on Sunday.
I just hope that this brings at least a little comfort to the family. We lost a constable in Harris County, so, you know, individuals like these, like this, don't need to be walking our streets.
I'm joined by reporter Grace White at KHOU in Houston, Texas. Grace, of course, we want to tell our listeners about the manhunt and the capture of the suspect. But before we do that, tell us what we know about what happened over a week ago in Harris County.
This was a traffic stop, Will. Precinct 5 Corporal Charles Galloway was shot and killed before he even stepped out of his patrol car. We still don't know the reason for the traffic stop, but the suspect, now arrested and charged with capital murder for this corporal's death, is Oscar Rosales. And we know from body-worn cameras on Galloway that he was seen getting out of his car during this traffic stop and opening fire on this officer. An incredibly sad situation.
And he was found dead at the scene, is that right? And Oscar Rosales had taken off and was nowhere to be seen.
So here's what we learned from court documents. After this traffic stop, Galloway is dead. Rosales is on the run. The cops start investigating this, trying to find out where he went. They run the plate on the getaway car, and they find his common-law wife. They go to talk to her. She tells investigators that her husband is hunting or shooting, and she saw him take long guns from their house and leave. Then investigators track the getaway car to an apartment complex, which is on the west side of Houston, only about 20 minutes from the crime scene where this all happened. And investigators then see the wife and her brother wiping down that same car that Oscar Rosales was in. So this happened, again, Sunday morning. He's captured Wednesday morning in Mexico, in Ciudad Acuña, across the border from Del Rio.
So a couple of things there. First of all, it's interesting he was able to make it across the border. I know they were immediately, you know, looking at all exit or entrance points from the area. So he got that far, but his common-law wife and her brother have been arrested and charged as well, right?
They have been. So these are people that investigators believe were helping to cover up the evidence in this case. So they were arrested early on and now will no doubt be helping build a case against Oscar Rosales, who's charged with capital murder.
What do we know about Rosales? Anything else about his background or what might have led up to what happened during this traffic stop?
We know he's not a U.S. citizen. Court documents list his home country as El Salvador, but investigators have said on the record that he has ties to several other countries. So his true citizenship is still under investigation. But we know in 1995, here in Harris County, he was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon for stabbing a woman with a knife. Now, back then, he had a different name, and investigators have told us that he's lived under several different names and has been known to disguise his appearance. So he's been on the run for 25 years, a fugitive for 25 years, which is really incredible. But investigators have also told us there is a report of a murder out of El Salvador that he's possibly wanted in connection with. So that's all a part of the timeline that they're building. They think that murder happened between the 1995 charge and the case we're talking about today. So he may not have been in the U.S. this entire time, but investigators say he's certainly been here for many years, had a family, and apparently a warrant out for his arrest from the 90s this entire time.
We united together. They allowed our department and myself to be able to spend time and to concentrate on my department and the family. And we pulled resources from the federal government to the state government down to the local government or local entities to be able to capture this violent criminal who needed to be taken off the streets. I spoke to the family who asked me to be able to express my gratitude, not to every one of my law enforcement partners, because they realized that it was a team effort to be able to bring the murderer of their brother and their father to justice. So this is when justice begins. So from my department and from the Galloway family, my message to each and every one of my friends and my partners behind me is just a very deep and sincere thank you.
When Oscar Rosales, the defendant, viciously executed Corporal Galloway, he violated this sacred oath of the officer who was in the line of duty by killing him. Oscar Rosales is from Central America. His consulates in potential countries that we know he has lived in and may originate from, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, are being notified. And it is apparent that Oscar Rosales, a 25-year fugitive out of Harris County for the crime of aggravated assault, has been violent before.
Grace, this happened last week, and it was a really difficult week for law enforcement in Texas. There was an alleged drunk driver who struck and killed a sergeant, also with Harris County Sheriff's Department, right?
It's been a really tough few days for our community. We've lost, as you mentioned, two law enforcement officers, and I think it's really hit a chord with people and certainly with the men and women who protect and serve us. We saw that on display when Rosales returned from the border. There was quite a large motorcade of law enforcement officers escorting him from the airport where U.S. Marshals flew him into the Houston area to escort him from that airport to the Harris County Jail.
Grace, it sounds like investigative work is really what caught up with the suspect in this case. There was a reward being offered, but it sounds like that might not come into play.
There was a big reward being offered, but at the press conference after his capture, investigators said it was really good old-fashioned police work and a lot of agencies working together. They had Houston Police, they had U.S. Marshals, they had Texas DPS, they had the FBI. So they had the full force of the law enforcement community in Texas working on this. Another interesting thing that investigators mentioned, his possible gang and cartel affiliation. So a lot of people want to know, well, if he was a fugitive for 25 years, where was he? Well, investigators told us he may have cartel and gang ties. That's all still part of this investigation.
Prior violence, the violent nature of the offense, potential gang or cartel affiliation, the use of extreme and violent and deadly weapons, and other factors that we see present in this murder case equate to capital murder of a police officer. The crime of capital murder can only end two ways, in the death penalty or in life without parole. This case has all the earmarkings and is a death penalty case.
All right, Grace White at KHOU in Houston, Texas. Thanks for being with us once again. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to The Daily Crime, a podcast from Vault Studios. Be sure to check out our other podcasts, including Bardstown, The Officer's Wife, and our weekly show, True Crime Chronicles. For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson.